Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Stop me now.
I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you want to have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
Cause I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me
now. Yes, I'm having a good time. I don't want to stop at all.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now, last week, we did a call-in aimed at getting at why Mayor de Blasio is unpopular as he is in many polls. It wasn't about his presidential campaign and how he's registering out there in Iowa and South Carolina and all that. It was about how people here in New York see him, majority disapproval in many polls, but a lot of people can't put their finger on what exactly they don't like about him. So we took calls for people who do give him low approval ratings to find out why, and people gave their various reasons. So now we'll follow up on that segment with another call-in about the mayor, but for a different group of you. I'll explain who and why, and then we'll open the phones. The recent Quinnipiac poll that's been getting so much attention had de Blasio at just a 43% approval rating citywide. But what's not reported very much is the very large differences by race on how New Yorkers see the mayor's performance in office. His approval was only 31% among white New Yorkers, but 66% among black New Yorkers in that poll. It's such a stark difference, such a mirror image, really. And guess what? It's been like that his whole mayoralty. Majority black approval, underwater with whites. And coincidence or not, when we opened the phones in the previous call-in, specifically for people who disapprove of de Blasio, all or almost all of them were white. So we'll open up the phones now specifically for black voters in New York City. Do you approve of the job that Bill de Blasio is doing as mayor? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And we're not fishing for you to all say, yes, you approve. I'm sure it's complicated for many of you. And there were still 30% of black New Yorkers who disapproved of de Blasio's job performance to Quinnipiac. So we're looking for your full political selves on the mayor. The point is to have a rich political conversation through the many different types of callers we have here over time. I know you get that. But 66 to 31 means there is something going on that's being underreported, as many media only talk about how unpopular the mayor is. 212-433-WNYC, specifically for black New York City residents on Bill de Blasio as mayor. Now, as your calls are coming in, I'll mention that the New York Times columnist Michelle Goldberg interviewed me about this for her column last Tuesday. Her headline was "Stop Sneering at Bill de Blasio," and her premise was that he gets underappreciated for some very big things that he's done for working-class New Yorkers who happen to be disproportionately people of color. Universal pre-K, $15 minimum wage, paid sick leave, universal free school lunches, seriously decreasing stop and frisk while decreasing crime at the same time. All those things were in Michelle Goldberg's column. And one paragraph was, former mayors Rudy Giuliani and Michael Bloomberg both had moments when their approval rating sank into the 30s, but both were considered at least semi-serious potential presidential contenders. Perhaps one difference was who approved of them. De Blasio is pretty unpopular with white voters, but according to Quinnipiac, 66% of black voters think well of him. She cited that stat. And then she quotes me. She says, Brian Lehrer, the New York City radio host who has de Blasio on his program every week, told me that these voters don't get the media microphone very much to set the narrative about Bill de Blasio, unquote. And she adds, if they did, his presidential run would still be a bad idea, but he might be more famous for feeding the city's kids than for killing a rodent, which refers to the unfortunate incident on Groundhog's Day a few years ago. So as we remain committed on this show to giving many different people the media microphone, the phones are open now specifically for black voters in New York City for this segment, for our remaining minutes this morning. Do you approve of the job Bill de Blasio is doing as mayor? 212-433-WNYC. And you can also have a bonus question when you call if you want it. Are you troubled, and if so, how much, by Joe Biden's comment last week about working to get things done even with racist segregationists in the Senate in the 1970s? It was interesting to see Reverend Al Sharpton on television this morning, largely defending Biden, as well as some of the South Carolina African-American politicians he was there campaigning with yesterday. So take that bonus question if you want it as you call in about the mayor. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We'll take your calls after this. There on WNYC, now to your calls, African-American New Yorkers. I'm Bill de Blasio. Eduardo in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Thanks a lot for calling.
Yes, hello. I'm making this call primarily to prove to my white friends that your station does take black calls. Thank you.
All right. Well, a lot and all the time. Jim in the South Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jim.
Good morning, Brian. I'm calling to say that one of my biggest political regrets is having voted for de Blasio during his first term. I've since discovered, since he's been in office, and not just him, that these white progressives like de Blasio think that progressive politics means abandoning neighborhoods like the South Bronx to this prison he wants to dump over here, to these ice cream trucks that you were talking about with him a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
They're running amok over here. No one does anything, not the police, not the EPA, who's supposed to,
noise pollution,
them, all in the name of reducing police activity. That's their shtick. And that means essentially letting everything go on here with no interventions in the name of progressive politics.
Jim, thank you very much. Paula in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Paula.
Hi. Good morning, Brian.
What would you like to say about the mayor?
I would like to say I think the mayor is doing an excellent job as far as affordable housing, as far as his attention to the outer boroughs. And I want to know where a lot of these critics were during Michael Bloomberg's and Rudolph Giuliani's times. I don't understand what more they want the man to do. He is not a king. He's not Donald Trump. He can't just decree things and make them happen. He has to work with the city council and work with everybody else on his staff and in the boroughs. And I think he's doing an excellent job.
Paula, thank you so much. Is it Antoine or Antonine in Flatbush? Hi.
Antonine, Brian.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What are you thinking?
Well, it's interesting because when we look at Mayor de Blasio, we really need to think about when he was first elected in 2013 and he came in with some big promises and his black family, which was really inspiring. And I think is a model that we often need to look at, like, what are your relationships as a white elected official? What are your relationships with black folks? And when we look at what he's done over the past few years, he ran on police accountability and police transparency, and he actually hasn't delivered a lot of that. He's actually stood in the way of big reforms like 50A at the state level. So I'm a black New Yorker who, I'm not interested in de Blasio's talk. I'm interested in stats and accountability and things that actually are going to affect my life.
And the reduction of stop and frisk and the hiring of O'Neill with community policing, all of that and you heard the caller from the South Bronx who said de Blasio is so committed to reducing police activity that it's worsening conditions in his neighborhood. So what's your response to that?
Yeah, I think de Blasio with NCOs, the neighborhood community policing operation he has, it's interesting because they talk about, like, wanting to get New Yorkers back to a place where everyone knows their cops' names. And I grew up in the 90s in Brooklyn, and that wasn't my experience. What my experience is being a person who goes into middle schools to train kids around knowing their rights around police.
Mm-hmm.
And I have 12-year-olds telling me, well, if I get shot, nothing's going to happen to that cop.
Yeah.
So, you know, de Blasio can put neighborhood policing all over everything, but the reality is that New Yorkers are looking for reforms that are actually going to change the outcomes of their lives.
Antonine, thank you so much for your call. Diane in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Brian. I haven't heard from you in a while, and I thought I'd call in. As I said to the screener,
I voted for de Blasio, and I thought that his initial initiatives, his accomplishments that Michelle Goldberg pointed out in her column, which I read last weekend, were on point. He delivered on many of the key elements that he said he would, with the universal, the pre-K, and he's even extending that. He talked about income inequality, which I hadn't heard before. So there were good things that he had delivered on. But I think it's his affect over time that people may be turned off to. They talk about, he's a little bit arrogant sometimes, I find, even with the people who call in on the Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't take criticism that well, which may be part of what most politicians are guilty of. You know, they want to defend everything they've done rather than really listening and maybe taking that in and sitting mm-hmm. with it. I think the police department was pretty forceful against him early on, and that may have soured some other white New Yorkers, mm-hmm. I want to say.
Diana,
I thought they treated him pretty unfairly early on.
Nobody's jumped in yet on the bonus Biden question. Do you have an opinion about what he said last week and whether it matters to you?
It really doesn't matter that much. It was years ago, and, I've been a negotiator for my teachers' union when I was in the trenches, and I know that you have to deal with unpleasant people to get things done. It's a matter of negotiating for a greater good. So that didn't really bother me too much. It was how it came out and how it was perceived, and younger people do have a different opinion of it.
Diane, thank you so much for your call. Stahamili in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello, Stahamili.
Yeah, and you got my name right. That's great. Thank you, Brian.
Good. I'm glad. Hi.
Yeah, I think that de Blasio did a good job in his first term. He was very active. He was definitely there for the police things and what have you. But I think the second years of his administration have been poor. He definitely dropped the ball on housing situation. And, I listen to him on Fridays when you have him on, and he... when he's confronted with that, he puts and he jumps around and he talks all around the subject, but he has not been effective in holding down the cost of housing in New York. And I think that was a major promise that he made to us as New Yorkers that he did not fulfill.
Mm-hmm. Do you want the Biden bonus question, too?
Sure, yeah. What was the question
exactly? Oh, just what he said last week about, he would try to restore the days of civility and getting along in Congress to get things done, even with people you totally disagree with, like the segregationists in the 70s.
Yeah, I think he was totally tone deaf on that. I don't know about him as a racist or not, but definitely tone deaf. And, he worked with many people in Congress to get things done that he wanted done, that he felt were good things to get done, but often at the price of black people's needs and concerns. So that's a quote unquote trade-off when you're dealing with those racists, and people don't tend to want to confront that in terms of what were our needs. Were you speaking to our needs when you were having to work across the aisle, so to speak, or work within the party.
In that case, yeah.
I think that's something a lot of folks are missing. He's talking about, folks right here in the Democratic Party.
That's right. Stahamili, thank you so much. Glad I got your name right, and call again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And Ali in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ali.
Brian, thank you for picking my call. I think de Blasio has been the best thing that had happened to New York. Because I'm a yellow cab driver, I've been driving for more than 10 years. As soon as this man became the mayor, the relationship between us and the police changed. Trust me. And they are supposed to police. They are not supposed to be God over people. And this man has proven that. He should have been the president of the United States because he understands the relationship, how to relate with people, whether you are black or white or whatever. And this man is doing well. He's been to my masjid in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best thing for the United States, for everybody and the kids to emulate.
You wanna,
and with Biden?
Yeah.
With Biden, all he said is simple. I can work with anybody. That's it. What do people want to do? If somebody is racist and it's in the Congress, what is he going to do? He has to work with the president.
Ali, I'm going to leave it there because we are completely out of time. Thank you so much for your call. Call us again. And thanks to all of you for your calls on this segment and all day. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.